Hey everybody, this is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. You know, the show we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about your life, you ask questions, and the information from the masters, teachers, and loved ones comes forward to help guide you, give you insight, and all sorts of wonderful things. So how are you tonight? Well, I'm good. I had a nice dinner with a friend. And that was fun. Been cleaning my house. That's not so much fun. And getting ready to go to Universal Light Expo. That's coming up in October. And let's see what else is happening. Also going to California the first weekend in November to teach Akashic Record classes. And somewhere in between, we're going to have another virtual class. So all of this information, I will be happy to email to you if you'd like to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And we can go from there. And just to, so you know, the Universal Light Expo is October 8th and 9th. It's in Columbus, Ohio. There's over 300 booths and 150 speakers, of which I am one. And so we're going to have a good time, going to have a real good time. And been there since 2001 and keep coming back, so it's been a while. So we're going to talk about, it's interesting, we're going to talk about tonight, when I ask the master teachers and loved ones what we're talking about, we're going to talk about the effect, the perceived effect of past lives on the on our current lifetime. Now, again, for those people just tuning in, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And so every thought, every word, every deed are registered in the Akashic Record energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so it's very important to understand that there are a lot of people out there that work with the Akashic Records from a future point of view. And there are a lot of people out there that work with the Akashic Records from a past life point of view. My work with the Akashic Records has to do with the here and now. It's about what is my intention in the here and now? What am I? What is actually happening? What am I seeing? What am I not seeing? What do I need to see in order to move forward on my path? And for those people who are not sure what their path is, the Akashic Records can help you by asking you questions that make you think and feel and then move yourself forward toward that end. The Akashic Record energy that I work with will not tell you what to do. It'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. But the ultimate responsibility for this lifetime remains on our individual shoulders. It's not God's fault if things aren't going your way. It's not God's fault if things are doing wonderful. It's the reason why we need to understand that we create our own reality is that everything that happens to us for a reason and a purpose. We may not understand that reason and purpose. We may not even know what the reason and purpose is. But what's important, no matter what the situation, is that we take away knowledge and wisdom around that situation. And we have to learn and begin and continue to learn about ourselves, how we react, how we look at life. And so when you focus on just one area, again, whether it's past lives or future, you miss what's happening in the here and now. And it's also very important that we take a look at the aspect of when we are looking at a past life of what we did. It's really important that you understand that you are not on punishment for what you did or did not do in a past life. This lifetime is not a punishment or a reward for things that happened in the past. Everything we have is choice. Everything is observation. And so it's really going to be important for us to take a more high-level view of what our life's about. See, it's so easy. You know, we so much want to put the blame on someone else or even blame ourselves and say, oh, well, I should have done this and I should have done that. The reality is it's all about choice. And it's all about making choices that actually feel good. And sometimes those choices that feel good can be challenging. Because it's hard to discern what, in many cases, what feels good. I'm going to give you an example from my own life. I'm in the midst of actually releasing a lot of things that I've collected over the last 28 years. Not just memories, or not just items, but what I was working on today was actually going through a lot of clothes. Clothes that I don't have a problem with releasing the clothes that I won't wear anymore. I don't have a problem with releasing the clothes that are too small for me. But that's pretty much okay. What bothers me is having to sort through the clothes that still fit and consider the fact that I may not have room for the things that I truly love. And so it's hard to make a choice around what feels good when in that situation. So it's hard to feel good about making a choice to have to release something that you really care about or that you like or that you love. Now, I know the other comment is why do you have to release it? You know, you can just keep it. But the reality is that I know it's time for me to really unburden myself. And I know that there are people out there that are in the same situation, that it's time to unburden yourself from things that you've collected in the past. That doesn't have to be physical things either. The things that you've collected in the past could very well be toxic relationships, could very well be belief systems that no longer serve you, could very well be self-recrimination or self-sabotage that no longer serves you. And what happens with these things that we truly need to release that no longer serve us is that they have become comfortable in their uncomfortableness. And that's what we really need to look at. They have become comfortable even in their uncomfortableness. So, for example, there are relationships that are going on right now that are uncomfortable for at least one individual. And the individual is reluctant to leave that relationship because a part of it is comfortable. And it's not good enough to stay, and it's not bad enough to leave. And when you're in the midst of a relationship I'm going to repeat that. It's not good enough to stay, and it's not bad enough to leave. You're in the midst of a limbo, and you're walking toward apathy. Because if, in fact, you're in a situation where, I'm going to say it again, it's not good enough to stay, and it's not bad enough to leave, they cancel each other out, and what's in between is numbness, where you feel nothing, where you talk yourself into feeling nothing, where it doesn't, you know, it's almost like it's not joyful. It's just aggravating enough to be aggravating, but not bad enough to throw your hands up and leave. There are aspects about this relationship where that are, let's say, okay, there are some aspects around the relationship that are actually good. But the majority, the largest percentage, is that it doesn't feel good, it doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve the other person. No one, neither person, is in total joy. Or they're not in total joy even 50% of the time. They're not in total joy even 30% of the time. They might be in total joy 5% of the time. So what's going to have to happen here is it's really going to be important that you ask yourself, what is the purpose of my relationship with, and then fill in the blank. What do I really want from this relationship? And will I ever get it? Now, here's the newsflash. If you've been in this relationship for more than a year and things have not changed, guess what? Probably not going to happen. If you've been in this relationship and you've expressed what you want to change, and it hasn't changed, probably not going to happen. The reality is, people don't change for other people. People change because they want to change themselves, because not changing is too uncomfortable. And you also have to look at the fact that change in and of itself is uncomfortable. I mean, look how hard it is to create a new habit. And if you don't want to create that habit doesn't get created. You have to want it so bad in your gut that you've put your focus on it. So it stands to reason that if you're in a relationship that is not serving you, and it hasn't served you for the past few years, the odds of it getting better are slim to none. That is a hard pill to swallow. But you have to decide whether or not you will be able to be satisfied with a percentage of a percentage of a percentage of joy, or is freedom more important to you, or is the ability or the concept of meeting somebody more to your compatibility more important? And this, again, it's not about wanting to look to cheat. That's not what this is about. What this is about is getting very clear about your relationships and how they serve you. So I'm going to give you the email address if you'd like to email some questions. You can email them at info@akashicwisdom.com. That'll come right to me, Donna Fox. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com. You can email your questions, and if you want information on the classes and the lectures that I'm going to be doing around this country, you just go ahead and email me, and I will email that information back to you. And you also want to take a look at, just as a reminder, I will be in California. I'll be lecturing at the Controversial Bookstore on Thursday, November 3rd. And I'll be teaching an Akashic level 1 and a level 2 on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November. Now, a level 1 Akashic Record workshop teaches you how to access your own Akashic Records. And a level two Akashic Record workshop teaches you how to access the records of someone else with their permission, the land, and animals. So if that's of interest to you, please get to me, and you can pay via PayPal. And it's a great tool to have in your toolbox, especially if you're a current healer or a practitioner of some kind. So you can call in tonight. You can call into our 800 number if you're in Canada or the U.S., and it's 888-429-5471. Or you can call direct if you're calling from another country at 530-413-4511. So kind of back to what we were talking about toxic relationships and the difference between past lives and future lives and here and now. There are many ways that people say that their records can be changed in order to be able to shift a past event to heal a current event. The challenge in that is that it has, if a person is going to literally move into and experiment or try to change their Akashic record of the past, it is like a pebble in a pond and it affects everything or anyone around you at the time. So it's really more about, instead of changing the event, changing the attitude, changing the belief system, changing the response. So moving in and changing the Akashic record can actually have major consequences, because it's like a domino effect. So again, if you have any questions, please let me know. One of the things that, if you've not listened before, is that this program works so much better when people call in to ask questions. And if you're curious about what to ask, you can ask about your life. You can ask why certain things have happened in your life. You can ask about people and why they're in your life. I do need their current legal names, and you can email that to me. At info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And so the idea here is, the more you ask questions, the deeper and the better the answers are. So let's go back and talk about the past life versus the future and the here and now. What's really important about looking at a past life is that when you become the observer, you are able to observe things that you in this lifetime can identify with, or possibly could see how, by having a different reaction, a different outcome would have come forward. Just being able to know that one particular outcome over another was more important gives you the patience that you need in this lifetime to move forward. I hope this is helpful. And if it's created a lot of questions, then let those questions fly. Come forth and ask more questions. What's coming forward is this talk about the concept of adoption and how adoption fits into the plan of the soul's intention. What's important to understand about when a being is adopted. one of the questions that I've gotten in the past is, why did I have to be adopted? Why couldn't I have just been born into that family? And that's an excellent question. And the answer is because the DNA pool that you need for this lifetime was supplied by your birth and biological parents. So that you have to understand that your name vibration, your birth date vibration, and the vibration of the DNA that is brought forward to you from both your mom and your dad, all that combines to make you who you are in this lifetime. And you've chosen every bit of it. It's almost like you've created a self-portrait on the canvas of the universe by choosing those different attributes. And then when you move into and choose the right parents for your soul's experience, then that's the DNA that will actually help you through the maze of this lifetime. And so for those people who were adopted or have come forward into a home in a more untraditional way, you have to know that you chose the biological parents you did because you needed something from their DNA to be able to either ignite something in you or to heal something in you or to create something. So it's really about being grateful not only for our birth parents but for our adoptive parents. And again, when someone adopts a child, they think they're picking the child. That's not the case. The choice has been made before either being showed up on the planet. And what happens is that there's an agreement that happens between both soul entities, if you will, or all three, because there's usually a dad involved, and sometimes there isn't, sometimes there isn't. But the agreement needs to be with an adult and a being that's choosing to come in a child's body. So as we look back over our life and we see the various situations that have happened that have looked unfair, that have looked like, quote unquote, God was punishing us, if we look back over that sequence of events and then we ask ourselves, what did I learn from this? What part of my soul was expanded by this experience? And when you're able to take a look at that, you can journal it. You can ask yourself the question and journal it. It's that kind of information that's going to come forward and give you insight and help you with choices today. Now, accessing the Akashic Records within the program that I use, I'm a certified teacher from Akashic Record Consultants International, again, consists of a very important sacred prayer that has been handed down from the Pleiadians to the Mayans to the Mexicans and then to the Americans. And so the prayer has been translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. And like I said, it's a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so if that's something you would like to learn more about, please come to the class. Class, by the way, is going to be held in Oceanside at a private home, so you do need to register before that. Also, there's a big discount on registering before September 1st. You're able to save some money with that. So if this is something you're thinking about doing, you want to send in at least a $100 deposit so that we can hold your space. And then that helps. So registering before September 1st gives you a $23 discount. So that might be something that is of interest to you. Okay, I'm going to give the telephone numbers one more time. It's 1123 here in Cleveland, Ohio. And as per usual, I'm going to give folks 5 minutes to call in. I've talked for half an hour, and now I want to talk to you. So the telephone number to call is 888-429-5471. Or you can dial in. Our country code is 011-413-4511. And you can call that from anywhere in the country. You could probably call that from America, too, but it's toll-free if you want it to be. So we have a few more minutes on the show. And going back to the past life and the current life and that kind of thing, some of the questions that people want to know is, how can I attract and maintain the prosperity and abundance of the universe? So that's an important question you can ask your Akashic Records or during an individual consultation with me, or even if you want a little tease or a teaser or a short answer here on the program, you could ask that. So how can I attract and maintain the abundance and prosperity of the universe? Another question a lot of times people ask, should I move to, and they'll give me a place. And so the masters, teachers, and loved ones answer that in an interesting way. If you go up to where my program is listed on the BBS radio, and you click on the time slot, it will give you, and scroll down, it'll say Akashic Wisdom hosted by Donna Fox, and then below that is all sorts of wonderful information on the Akashic Records, and with definitions, etc. So, it tells you what the difference is and the difference between a psychic reading and an Akashic Record consultation. Now, I want to look up on this website or on this part of the website there's information about questions. So some people say, I really don't know what questions they would ask. So let's say that there's a pattern that you have that you want insight to. You can ask, what is my soul's intention regarding the pattern of? Let's say that there is a person that you know that you don't get along with, but you would like to, but you just don't know why you don't like this person. You can ask, how can I open my heart to and fill in that blank? Or how can I open my heart to a situation that you want more information with? Or what is blocking me from creating, attracting, accepting, and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship? Or please give me insight into the situation of, and fill in the blank, what do I need to know about this? And again, what do I need to know to release and then
fill in the blank. For example, what do I need to release to learn to trust myself? What do I learn to what do I need to release to accept myself and feel whole and complete? So those are just sample questions that you may want to try. And you can ask me on the program. You can call in for an individual consultation, or you can sit in your own silence and ask those questions of your higher self and inner being and see what answers come forward. And be sure to ground yourself. Be sure to call in the light and allow that light to flow through you and all around you. What's interesting is that what's coming forward is a comment from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. And what they're saying is dark can attach itself to light, but light cannot attach itself to dark. For it can only illuminate darkness. It never attaches itself to darkness. So light does not attach, but light illumines. Okay, we're at 11:29. You have 1 minute, folks, to call in to bbsradio.com, or we're going to be signing off. So it's at 888-429-5471. That's the number in the Canada or the United States. Or you can call direct at 530-413-4511. And after the show hours, if you want to, you can call and email me at 216-691-1233. Okay, well, here's a question. We've got an email question. This is a great question. Thank you very much, Nancy. Okay, here I'm just reading it for the first time. She says, "Hi, can you explain the difference between karma and contracts? I have a contract with someone I am attempting to fulfill. Someone told me only people involved can know about. I wondered if you know that to be true, that some contracts can only be viewed by those involved. And if you can tell me if that is my current situation in my relationship, or if I just don't have the detail I need yet to stay, leave, as you were discussing." The other question is the person who's been guiding me on this is accurate, and would it be best to keep listening? First of all, Nancy, I can't open anyone's records without their permission. That's not ethical. So I have to have, so if you're in a relationship with someone and you want to know about that person, I can't access that information in great detail unless you are going to be harmed or there's another possibility out there. But the reality is that as the relationship stands, is that there's looking into somebody else's records without their permission is not a part of our integrity. So we from Akashic Record Consultants International don't do that. What is really important is that you follow your gut.
because your gut never lies. There are things that quote-unquote counselors or intuitives or other people will tell you. There's things that they'll tell you to do, to think, to say, whatever. And in your heart of hearts, you know that's not right. It's not they're trying to hurt you, but it just doesn't seem to fit appropriately the situation. In this particular situation that you're going through, you need to understand that you do not have to put yourself in jeopardy in order to be able to fulfill a contract with someone. You do not have to put yourself in peril, nor do you have to feel bad all the time to quote-unquote fulfill a contract, because you have to understand that it's not about you feeling bad to fulfill a contract. It's about helping the other person. It has to be a mutual beneficial situation. So, for example, let's say it's really a bad situation. You have an abusive partner. I'm not saying that's the case here, but let's say you have an abusive partner and you're staying because you think you have a contract with this person. And yet you're the one that's getting beat up or yelled at, etc., and it's making you feel bad. Your contract lends itself for you to be learning your boundaries of what feels good and what is appropriate and what is right for you. That's part of your contract too. Remember, we don't ever help anyone without helping ourselves too. It's always a give and give. And the clarity you seek is being clouded by your fear that you're not doing something right. And the way you know if you're doing something right, if we have to use those words of right and wrong, has to do with how your gut feels. And your gut is what helps you feel in alignment. If you feel queasy or uneasy, then something's out of whack. But you should never sacrifice yourself. So in other words, like, it's not about staying in a situation that makes you feel bad, as we said before, because if you put yourself in the point, in the position of sacrifice, you're inviting in the victim. And when you invite the victim in, you invite all sorts of other kind of guilt and other kind of belief systems that don't serve you. So it's very important for you to become aware. I would really like to talk to you because it's hard to answer or comment on it to the depth that you probably need via email. But hopefully this has helped you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Is there anybody else out there that has some information or a question that they would like to ask here on Akashic Wisdom? Again, Akashic Wisdom at the telephone number, is info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. And again, you can call in at 888-429-5471. Or you can call me privately and leave a message, and I'll get back to you. And that's 216-691-1233. Okay, my friends. Well, it is now 11:36, and I want to share with and talk with you. But since there's no one calling in or no more email questions,
we're going to say goodnight. So remember, again, my name is Donna Fox. I work with the Akashic Records. I'm an Akashic Record teacher. I've been doing this for 15 years. And I teach classes. I teach people how to access their own Akashic Records, as well as the records of others, the land and animals, plus life coaching and business coaching with the Akashic Records. All right. Well, I really enjoyed talking with you. I hope this you found this a benefit. And with that, we're going to close the records of the workshop, or rather the Akashic Record Akashic Wisdom Show, by saying, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the Akashic Records of Akashic Wisdom on BBS Radio by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Have a miracle-filled week, everyone. Love you very much. And we will be back on time, same station. Bring your questions. Looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Well, all right. I think that's the end of the show, folks. So, we're going to leave you with some ditties, a few little music tracks, some promos. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you for enjoying it here with us at BBS Radio.